Bom dia, senhoras e senhores. Sejam bem-vindos à teleconferência de resultados do segundo trimestre de
Good morning,
2024 da
ladies and
EZTEC.
gentlemen. Welcome to
Eu sou Pedro
EZTEC's first
Lourenço,
quarter
responsável pelo departamento de
2024
relações com
earnings call.
investidores da
I am
companhia.
Pedro Lourenço,
E
responsible
conosco
for the
para essa
investor relations
apresentação
department in this
estão
company.
presentes
And
hoje
joining us, we have
Flávio Ernesto
Mr.
Zarzur,
Fábio Ernesto
diretor,
Zarzur.
presidente do conselho da companhia. Silvio Ernesto Zarzur, diretor-presidente da companhia.
CEO of the company and
Zanir, membro do
corporation.
conselho da companhia. E Emílio
Zanir,
Fugazzi,
excuse me,
diretor
Mr.
de
Silvio
relações
Ernesto
com
Zarzur,
investidores da
counselor, and
companhia.
Emílio Fugazzi,
Informamos que
CFO
este
and
evento
Investor
está sendo
Relations
gravado
Director.
e todos os
This event is
participantes
being
serão apenas
recorded and
ouvindo a
all participants will
teleconferência
be in
durante a
listen-only mode
apresentação.
during the company's
Em seguida,
presentation.
iniciaremos a sessão de
Following that,
perguntas e
we will
respostas,
start the question
quando
and answer
maiores
session
instruções serão
when further
fornecidas.
instructions will be given.
Caso algum dos participantes necessite de assistência
Should you require
durante a conferência,
assistance during the conference
queiram, por
call,
favor,
please
solicitar a ajuda do
request
suporte
support
através do chat.
Via
Em
chat.
caso de falha na conexão, reutilize o mesmo
If
link ou
the
ID
connection breaks,
disponível
please
no
reuse the
site
same link or ID available on our
ri.eztec.com.br
website,
para assim retornar à apresentação.
ri.eztec.com.br,
Também, neste mesmo
and
site,
return to the
vocês podem
presentation.
encontrar os
On our
slides da
website, you can
apresentação
also
com a nossa
find the
central de downloads.
presentation in our download
Informações
center.
estarão disponíveis em reais
This
em
information will be
BRL ou
presented in
IFRS,
Brazilian
aplicável, nas
reais,
entidades de
in accordance
incorporação
with
imobiliária no Brasil.
BRGAAP
Ao
and
contrário,
applicable
está sendo
IFRS
indicado.
for real estate development
Antes de
entities in
começar,
Brazil, unless
gostaríamos de
otherwise
mencionar que
noted.
eventuais
Before we
declarações
begin,
feitas
we'd like to
durante a
mention that
conferência
any statements during
relativas às
this
perspectivas
conference
de
call
negócios da
regarding the
EZTEC,
company's
tais como
business
projeções,
outlooks,
metas operacionais e
projections,
financeiras,
operational and
bem
financial
como
goals,
em crenças e
are
premissas da
simply the
diretoria e da
company's
companhia,
beliefs
bem
and
como informações
assumptions
atualmente
based
disponíveis.
on the information that
Considerações
is currently
futuras
available.
não são
Remarks
garantias
about
de
the future
desempenho,
are not a
mas
guarantee of
envolvem riscos,
performance. They involve risks,
incertezas,
uncertainties,
premissas
and
que se
assumptions
referem a
because they
eventos futuros
relate to
que
future events
dependem de
that therefore
circunstâncias
depend on
que podem
circumstances that
ou não
may
ocorrer.
or may not occur.
Investidores devem compreender que
Investors
condições
should
econômicas
understand
gerais,
that the
condições
general
conjuntura
economy,
e outros
industry
fatores
conditions, and
operacionais
other
podem
operational
afetar o
factors
desempenho
may
futuro da
affect the
EZTEC,
company's future
podendo
performance
conduzir a
and
resultados
lead to
diferentes
results that
materialmente
differ
daqueles
from those
expressos em
expressed
tais
in these
considerações.
considerations.
Como vocês devem ter reparado, desde terça-feira, a EZTEC
As
está de
you
cara nova.
know,
E
we have a new
preparamos um rápido
face
material para apresentar
for
a vocês
EZTEC
a
since
nova identidade
Tuesday, and
visual.
we've
Por
presented a
favor,
video for
espero
we've
que a
created a
conferência.
video for you.
Há 45 anos e com mais de 170 empreendimentos lançados, a EZTEC transforma horizontes. E hoje chegou a vez de transformar a sua marca. Agora mais orgânica, fluida e digital, representa a continuidade de um legado de solidez e a conexão com os novos tempos. Transformação que preserva a essência e inspira a construção do futuro. EZTEC, construtora e incorporadora.
Agora, gostaria de passar a palavra ao senhor Emílio
Now, I
Fugazza,
would
diretor
like to hand
financeiro
over
de
to
Zanir,
Mr. Emílio
que está na
Fugazza,
apresentação.
CFO and IR
Por favor, senhor
Director,
Emílio,
who will begin the
seja bem-vindo.
presentation.
Obrigado
Go
pelo
ahead,
retorno.
sir.
É uma honra estar
Thank you,
aqui
Pedro.
diante
It's an
dos
honor to be
resultados
here
do segundo
in this
trimestre
earnings call for the second quarter of 2024.
fazer uma menção aqui honrosa ao nosso presidente do
I'd like to
conselho.
make an honorable
Estamos
mention
diante de
to the
resultados
President of the Board.
possuindo o maior
We
volume de vendas da história da EZTEC,
are
exatamente no
presenting
dia
the second
5 de
highest
maio,
sales in
para
our
comemorar
history on
o
his
Dia
birthday.
Mundial
So,
do
happy
Imigrante.
birthday,
Antes
Flávio.
disso,
Have a good one. And with that, we
apresentando
would
ao
like to
senhor
begin by
os destaques dos
discussing
lançamentos
our
que
launches
no
for
segundo
this quarter.
trimestre, um total de
In the second
188
quarter, we
milhões,
had a total of
dado
188
Villares para a
million
Inglesa,
with
relatório
Villares Parada
presente um
Inglesa,
sucesso tal qual
which
a
was
gente não via desde
a
2019,
success that we had not seen since
17 milhões de carros,
2019.
93% vendidos na Zona Norte de São
93% of it
Paulo,
has been sold. It's
apartamentos
located in
B2 a
northern
C, em
São
terras
Paulo.
rurais. Empreendimento esse que tem a característica
It's a building
absolutamente
that
certeira do
is
tipo de produto que a EZTEC tem o
the
domínio na
kind of
classe
product
média
that
e
EZTEC
paulistana,
wants to provide
respeitando
to
também
the
a
São Paulo
abrangência
middle
de
class.
receita da companhia e
We
trazer
also
também,
included the,
vamos dizer, uma margem
expanded the
bruta mais
company's
perto
revenue and brought our gross
do
margins
histórico da companhia.
closer to
Além
our
disso,
historical
também lançamos o
average.
Brooklyn
We
Studio
also
Magnolia,
launched Brooklyn
projeto
Studios by
anexo
Lindenberg,
ao empreendimento Vista Brooklyn,
which is
lançado
right
no
next to the
primeiro
Vista
trimestre
Brooklyn,
de 2024,
building, which was
estúdios
launched in the
muito quase
first quarter
idênticos
of
aos ocupados
2024.
apartamentos de 22
These
W e 7
studios
metros
are
quadrados,
22 to 27 square
ubicados
meters,
em 62%
and they
vendidos.
already have
Com
been
isso, no ano de
62%
2024,
sold. So for 2024, we had a total of 646 million Brazilian reals in performed launches. And these launches are at more than 50% sold levels. Following that, we can see our upcoming launches for the third quarter, starting with August. Last Wednesday, we had a launch convention for our next enterprise, Lindenberg Alto das Nações. This is a project that is in the southern side of São Paulo, Chácara Santo Antônio, close to Marginal Pinheiros. This is a location that already has a supermarket and a mall from Carrefour. And they're currently building a corporate tower that will be the highest in São Paulo. Our development is in that complex. We have already started construction and it will be launched in August. I'll leave additional details for Silvio Ernesto Azur to comment on later. Here we have our operational performance, how our sales have been evolving. We reached 556 million Brazilian reals in gross sales. And here we can see an increase in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2023 of about 300 million Brazilian reals. So we have more than doubled our gross sales in comparison to the end of 2023. The good news here, actually we have two. The first is that this is based on a high-performing buildings, which really are additive to our gross revenue. And we also have contract cancellations, which was far below 10%, what we saw in the first quarter of 2024. So when we look at this 42 million in contract cancellations, we have to consider only 43 because we can exclude here the upgrades. So we would say that we are at around 43 in cancellations, which is absolutely healthy for the company's history. Following that, we have our deliveries. You can see that deliveries have had a lower volume than in 2023. And 2024, this volume will be connected to the Minha Casa Minha Vida segment. This picture is Fit Casa José Bonifácio. This is an enterprise that had 84% of its units sold and was just recently delivered in the second quarter. All licenses have been already met and they've been delivered to clients. And we will have about 600 million Brazilian reals to be delivered still without any risk of situations that we've had in the past. In 2025, our volumes will be much more significant, 2.3 billion or thereabouts. But as you can see on the graph, the volume sold out of what we are delivering in 2024 and 2025 is already surpassing 70%. For 2024, it is around 80%. The good news here is that the inventory based on these deliveries will not become a problem for the company. The next slide shows the company's total inventory. Considering we are selling more than we are launching in the first quarter of the first half of 2024, we finished the second quarter with about 2.9 billion in PSV. Launches representing 646 million and gross sales representing 878 million.
atualmente está da ordem de R$ 700 milhões, fruto em larga escala daquilo que entregamos no final.
Our inventory is here, based on what we mentioned in the southern part of São Paulo and Guarulhos, and these investments had good sales volumes in the second quarter of 2024. The next slide continues our discussion on inventory and our land bank, which is at around 9.3 billion. You can see how these variations are taking place due to adjustments to our project and the zoning law. We have millions in projects in Águas Praiada and Chucre Zaidan. Besides this 9.3 billion, we have about 5 in lands. These are contracts with a resolution clause. We're expecting these clauses to be enacted, and this should happen during the second half of the year. And once we have them approved, this will add 5 billion to the company, which will lead us to have a total 14 billion in land banks by the end of the year. Now, let's continue with our financial performance. I have to mention our accounting, our financial administrators, because in 2024, we have become the first company to publish its results among project developers in our industry. This quarter's highlight is definitely our revenue, which went up from 239 to 416 million, about 180 million in growth. This represents about 80% revenue growth. And this is due to a number of important indicators. I've mentioned one of them, selling our inventory, which had a direct impact here. And also the recognition of Villares and a significant sales volume of about 80 million Brazilian reals for Lindenberg Ibirapuera. This is a building that had its commercial launch for the second tower, or the design tower. And we've had 13 sales, which represent 80 million Brazilian reals. So this has supported our revenue significantly. And this building has 40% of its units sold. Gross profits and margins. Obviously, as revenue goes up, we also see the gross profit and margin going up. And this can be explained by a couple of things. The first is Lindenberg Ibirapuera. And we had different opportunities in the design tower, but we also sold many units with upfront payment. And of course, this reduces the price. It reduces the company's need for cash, but it does have an impact to the company's gross margin, which can be seen on this reduction from 34% in the second quarter to 31%. And this has allowed the company to have an increase in its bottom line. Looking at equity income, we can see an increase of over 100%. These 23 million are due to our results being recognized. I'm referring here to Mooca Città and Milano, which have been recognized this quarter. And also we have been advancing in some construction work, like EZCAL, Jota and Lindenberg Alto de Pinheiros, which are buildings that have helped us with our equity income. Finally, we have our expenses. You can see that our expenses are in line with our history, with the average expense we had in 2024, about 65-66 million. Of course, there was an increase in the second quarter due to a one-off event, a technical event that is not different from anything the company had planned before. As we have demobilized a booth in the company in Unique Green. Here we see the results to be recognized. Our goal in showing this is to shed some light on how the company is becoming more results-driven in its culture. The top graph shows our consolidated result added to our equity. Our equity income is about one-third of our total result to be recognized. Its equivalence is about 40% of the gross margin, while our consolidated result, meaning buildings that are being executed by the company and controlled by the company, are providing a 40% gross margin. It's important to mention that we are continuing to expand our gross margin since the second quarter of 2023. You can see how it's given by the units being sold from the enterprises under construction or being launched. So, we have, for example, Expressure and Exalt, and others whose sales are pulling the company's gross margins to be recognized up. So that's also good news. Our total equity gives us a possibility of 41% gross margins to be recognized as a possibility. The last slide shows the company's financial results, which is 29 million Brazilian reais in the second quarter of 2024, a slight variation in comparison to the first quarter of 2024, because this quarter we had IGP, which considers two-thirds of our portfolio, close to zero. In the first quarter, it was around 0.88. So although the IPCA index was positive and it's applicable to one-third of our portfolio, it was not enough to maintain the results we had before. The good news is that IGP, which will be included in our third quarter's results, has been positive so far. It has been very positive to our portfolio, as we heard in the Getúlio Vargas Foundation's communications. It will be around 0.6-0.7. Also, in 12 or 6 months, regardless, the fiduciary, excuse me, the direct receivable portfolio has reduced. So a part of our clients has decided to sign a direct receivable with us, many of them selecting this option of 12% plus IPCA. Looking at our portfolio, we have been seeing more direct receivables, and this will be seen in the next quarters. So from the results perspective, the company's net profits is 89 million, up 32 million versus the results we had in the first quarter, a growth of over 50% for a net margin result of 21%, something that we hadn't seen in the company for nearly 2 years. And of course, this will give us higher dividend payouts to following the same proportion. Finally, on this slide, we have our cash information. You can see here that when it comes to availability in the first half of 2024, we had a growth of about 50 million in availability. So the transition from net cash to net debt is happening through real estate funding for construction. This means that in our ongoing construction works, we are taking our financing needs from the banks. So our debt is going up, but this is healthy, and our rate is below CDI. So our average financing plan is at around 90% of the CDI index with a growth in our net cash. The next slide is showing that the company is at around 4.8 billion in its net assets. And when it comes to liquidity, you can't only count on our cash, but also our performed receivables, which is not only what we mentioned before, but all receivables in transition to be transformed for the company's cash, which is at 581 million Brazilian reals. I can also mention this third party capital,
da ordem de 506 milhões de reais. Então,
and we have 506 million in
aproximadamente 20% ao ano. Muito importante mencionar, porque parcerias
in comparable assets, and this is something that we will discuss throughout the next years and will be a very important topic for the company. Finally, before I give the floor to our other executives, I'd like to mention the company's dividend payment, which has already been approved by the board of directors. It will be 21 million, or about 10 Brazilian cents per share, to be paid on August 30th, 2024. And ex-dividends to be paid from August 9, 2024. With that being said, I will give the floor to our chairman of the board, Flávio Ernesto Zarzur, for his opening remarks. Flávio, go ahead. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. It's great to see so many people watching. I think that these numbers are bringing us to that post-COVID level. We're going back to normal levels. We know that we have to take it one day at a time. It could be that this will be the normal threshold, but we might face adjustments later on. But our intention here definitely is to remain on this track, going back to our historical normal level. We have a clear and objective strategy being executed here. We have a lot of harmony in the strategy that we have been applying.
E obrigado a todos.
And that's why I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for listening.
Silvio, por favor, suas considerações iniciais.
Silvio, your remarks, please.
Olha, eu vou deixar para fazer as minhas considerações depois da das perguntas, viu? É isso,
I'll make my remarks after the questions. I'd just like to say good morning to everyone. And I'll make my remarks after the questions. Thank you.
Então, nesse exato momento, estamos abrindo para perguntas e respostas.
Okay, so we're now opening up for questions. Go ahead, Pedro.
Muito obrigado, senhores. A nossa primeira pergunta
Thank you, gentlemen. Our first question will be asked by Pedro Lobato from BBI. You may unmute yourself and ask your question, Mr. Pedro.
Obrigado pela apresentação e pelo espaço.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I'd like to go back to gross margins. I think Emilio gave us some information, but I'd just like to understand how you imagine that this will take place on the short term. Your performed inventory is around has margins closer to 30 than 40, considering our reference. So, I'd just like to understand how you imagine it will continue.
E a segunda é mais para entender nesse ponto. Esse comentário aí, né, de mudança na estratégia, a gente viu até esse lançamento.
And you mentioned changes to your strategy. We heard this launch in Parada Inglesa that had much higher sales volumes than we're used to.
A ideia é realmente, né, primeiro entender.
So I would like to understand what was the reason why you had such higher sales for this launch than usual, and what will be your strategy for the next launches. Are you focusing on working capital or are we going back to a more gradual table? Thank you.
Pedro. Eu vou responder a segunda pergunta, essa pergunta de margem.
Pedro, let me answer your second question first, and I'll let Emilio answer your question on gross margins. But in any case, we remodeled our sales area. It was restructured. We improved our online sales area, and we invested in partner real estate developers. So our ability to sell went up significantly. So considering the same conditions, we would be able to sell more. We also adopted commercial policies that made it easier to approve credit and made it easier for clients to pay. Following the same safety levels in our portfolio management. So this gives us a slight commercial advantage in price and more flexibility within a safe threshold. So this allowed us to expand our sales in a comparative base, and this slight discount has helped us to reach this volume.
Deve manter, não. A ideia nossa é continuar a melhorar essas estruturas. Nós estamos
so we hope to improve this structure. We have been taking several initiatives to improve the company's sales capacity. And here we're discussing the same comparative base. So same price and same financing conditions. So we're reinforcing our sales structure. We're investing in that. And we found an important path forward along with Leoncio, Maris, who are our general superintendents at TechVendas. We've developed many important things for the company, and I hope to accelerate sales, maintaining our prices and margins. Thank you, Silvio. And Pedro, to add to that, to answer your question about margins, first we have to remember a technical thing. When we publish a reference margin, the ref margin does not include taxes, which is deducted from the cost, and other fees. So when we don't have much use, this is not relevant, but now, currently, we have been having higher use. Pedro made a disclaimer in our release, but you might imagine that the 41% gross margins we have currently in practice should be at around 37. So when I look at the company's gross margin for the second quarter, which is 31, our focus is to bring it to 37. What we're seeing here is that in a building like Villares Parada Inglesa, it was accounted as 35 because it's been adjusted to the present value. So the 35 for Parada Inglesa already represents the 37 I mentioned. So we're getting there with this new launch. Our amount of units sold can show that in a couple of cases, excuse me. So Lindenberg Ibirapuera is the opposite case because we have been focusing on expanding sales, and this sometimes gives clients a possibility of paying upfront, which reduces our margins. Our constructed inventory is not at a margin of 30. Some of it is at 45 or 46. But in some cases, with our commercial policy, in order to increase the sales, as was mentioned, we let go of that to a certain extent. But it's a gradual increase. The important thing is that what we're selling is demonstrating that we will get there. But of course, it needs to be done step by step. Does that answer your question, Pedro?
Sim, muito obrigado, Silvio.
It
E Emílio,
does.
bom dia.
Thank you, Silvio and Emílio. Have a good day. Thank you. Have a good day. The next question will be asked by Fanny Oreng from Santander Bank. Go ahead.
Obrigada, Pedro. Bom dia para todo mundo.
Thank
Bom
you,
dia.
Pedro. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Emilio. My question is about your new launches. It's interesting to see the improved performance in what has been launched in the second quarter and your inventory. You still have a high inventory, except for that peak in 2016 and 2017. You still have an inventory that is high above your average, but the numbers in São Paulo are also encouraging. In São Paulo, you are below the historical average. So, do you intend to accelerate launches in the second half of the year, or do you still want the company's inventory to drop further before that? That's all. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Silvio.
Fanny, obrigado pela pergunta, Fanny.
Thank you for your question.
Olha, nós temos, primeiro, e eu não vejo estoque, a palavra estoque para mim
First of all,
não é bem empregada.
Inventory is not really the word I use. It's like having merchandise at the store. If you don't have that inventory, you can't sell, you can't reach the sales volumes that you would like. So, for example, if I go to an apparel store, I like going to stores that have all different colors, all different sizes. This is where I like to buy things. And that's how I manage the company. I want to have an inventory with different kinds of products, so that our brokers can sell a variety of apartments. So I don't see our products as inventory. I don't expect to reduce our inventory. We need to have a good amount of volume so that we can supply the market. And our pipeline is a bit more robust for the second half of the year. It's a bit more robust than the first half of the year, considering this new launch that we are going to start selling tomorrow. And we will continue with all the foreseen launches for the year. If we think about the middle term, Again, the strategy I mentioned, which is reinforcing sales and increasing our sales capacity, will allow us to reach a higher volume in sales, which will also increase our inventory. I intend to change, go move to a different level in launches on the middle term. We'll have to see what we can do, but this is the goal for the company. I think that answers your question. Thank you. Does that answer your question?
Obrigada, Emílio. Sim, conseguiu sim. Seria interessante, não sei
Thank
se
you. Yes, it
faz sentido
does.
Para vocês, mas daria para vocês darem uma base mais
Could
ou
you
menos
give us
esse nível,
an idea of what this level of launches is for you that would make sense for the company considering this new commercial area? Would it be 2.5 billion or more than that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an official guidance for that. These are just projections off the top of our head. But we intend to expand it. I don't want to give an accurate number. What I want to do is to give you a good result. I know that you have to run your calculations, but I don't want to say anything that we're not absolutely sure about. But in the company's plan, we do expect sales volumes to go up. We've developed a number of strategies. We've been finding partnerships to help us with that. So this is my perspective. The company has a certain financial capacity. We have a certain capacity to build, and we can also manage. And sales tends to be our bottleneck. In our strategy, where we want to find partnerships and expand, I think we're going to be able to increase this capacity in sales, which was our bottleneck. And this will naturally lead to an increase of our launch pipeline out of everything we execute. So I'm very confident that this will work, but I can't give you an accurate volume. I'm sorry. That's great. Thank you.
Perfeito. Obrigada, Emílio. Obrigada, Silvio. Muito obrigada.
Thank you, Emílio, and thank you, Silvio. Thank you. Have a good day. The next question will be asked by Juan Argentin from XP Investments. Go ahead, sir.
Bom dia, pessoal. Bom dia.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Silvio, Flávio, Emílio, and the rest of the team. I'd like to discuss two topics. First, if you could give us some more details into what sales you are expecting for July, if you are keeping the same pace of your performed inventory. And I would also like to ask about your land bank. So in line with what Silvio mentioned, the potential growth in launches, we can see that the company has a reasonable land bank. So what do you expect for land purchases for the future, or do you expect to consume what you already have? Would you like to maintain a higher land bank? And if you could give us some more details on the decision to buy this land near Extra, that would be great. Thank you.
Juan, bom dia. Obrigado pela pergunta. Juan, olha, o Extra
segue. Good morning. So Extra is following its natural path. So we're following the contract. We have the path that we have to take.
Posso falar isso.
And this is what I can say.
A princípio, a gente pretende consumir terreno.
Então, we expect to consume a part of the land. Then buying. So we want to consume a part of it, but you will see that we will still have some land acquisition.
esse land bank. Eu quero
But we want to reduce this land bank slightly. A part of it is for commercial use. So we have EZE, Vela.
E aqui em São Paulo o terreno não existe isso, o terreno é comercial,
But
o terreno é residencial.
In São Paulo, it's not a split between residential and commercial. So land can be used for both things. So when you see our increase in land bank use, this is also connected to a number of projects that were to be residential but will be commercial. We have Dolphins Guimarães, Fernandes Moreira this year, two residential buildings that were initially set to be commercial.
Vai ter alguma aquisição de terreno, mas a ideia...
So there will be some land purchases, but...
os terrenos do Land Bank e deixar a companhia um pouco mais líquida em termos
de
caixa.
We will reduce our land bank, and we believe that this can improve our profitability. But there's one thing I'd like to mention.
Rodar a companhia num volume maior.
If we can run the company at a higher volume.
Voltar a fazer compras de terreno normal, mas agora. Vocês vão ver alguma compra.
Then we will probably buy more, but we right now are a bit on hold with that.
As vendas de julho. Olha, eu não vou falar de julho, eu vou falar
to answer your question about July.
Manter as vendas ou aumentar.
I'll discuss the quarter. I expect that our sales will be maintained or be higher. This is always my expectation, to be honest. We want to increase the company's sales. And we're working very hard to do that with every quarter. And we're taking measures in order for that to happen. If everything runs well, we will probably reach this goal. Thank you, Silvio. Does that answer your question, Juan?
Sim, obrigado. Obrigado, Silvio. Obrigado, pessoal. It does.
Thank you. Thank you, Juan. Good morning. The next question will be asked by Luma Pias from UBS Bank. Go ahead.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigada pela oportunidade.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I'd like to ask about launches. We'd just like to get a bit more color about your launches pipeline. Besides Lindenberg Alto das Nações that you mentioned, we would like to know what else you have, price per square meter, location, and especially what is your expected sales for these products. Thank you.
Então, Luma, é assim, ó. Eu tenho expectativa de venda alta para os lançamentos que nós vamos ter.
We have high expectations for our launches. I'm betting on seeing high sales.
A gente vem com dois prédios de estúdio.
We have two studio buildings, and I think I can discuss this. Because they are well adjusted in Pinheiros and in Berrini.
A gente vai vender bastante. O de Pinheiros, eu não sei precisar, mas acima de 17,5.
I can't give you precise figures, but in Pinheiros it will be above 17.5, and in Berrini it will be about 12 or 13. These are adjusted products. So I believe that they will be sold quickly. We have a high standard in Moema. We expect sales to be above 24. This one, I believe, will be slower. These are not big buildings, VGVs of 250 million or below.
E nós temos mais dois ou três, viu? Lançamentos que
tão... And we have a couple of other launches
e que nós vamos fazer eles ou não de acordo
in line, a nossa but we're casa, minha vida, still looking into them. So we have Minha Casa Minha Vida, we have partnerships. This is not a high volume. And it will be operated by a third party. That's very important. So with Minha Casa Minha Vida, being operated by the partner we have,
atuando na ponta da operação,
control being shared. We believe that our operational capacity is occupied when we do it. So we might at a certain point go back to this low income level. So we might still see a couple of launches until the end of the year, but I can't give you more details than that.
Um overview dos lançamentos para você?
Sim, so has that claro, given you an overview? Obrigado. Yes, it was very clear. Thank you.
Obrigado, Luma. Dando prosseguimento, a nossa próxima pergunta vem do senhor Jorel Guilherme.
So the next question will be asked by Jorel Guilherme from Goldman Sachs. Go ahead.
Bom dia a todos. Obrigado por tomar minhas perguntas. São duas.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. First, I'd like to ask about your sales or lease process for your assets. So I'd just like to know how that conversation is going. And I'd also like to ask about the availability of real estate credit for your clients. So is cost becoming better? Is it more available? So those are my questions. Thank you. Thank you, Jorel.
Jorel, bom dia. Prazer tá respondendo para você.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to answer your question. So
a gente está esperando. A gente está um prédio em compasso de espera.
With Aspred Power, we're waiting. We're still waiting for a couple of things to be concluded, like the heliport. So we're just waiting for the best moment to launch it. We've always talked to real estate companies to see when is the best time to do it. So to conclude it, it will be anchored to something. So
50% de um dos blocos para que a gente possa
rental 50% of the blocks so that we can conclude it. This is our strategy. Thankfully, our level of debt is not high, so we can wait for the best moment to do it. And we're open to all opportunities, even if we might have a smaller margin at first so that we can progress. So the next question will be answered by Emilio. So, Jorel, in real estate credit, of course, we hear many things about financing rates and the trouble that banks are facing right now to use MAPA 4 as funding for clients. So they need to raise funds through LCIs, FICs, and other investments. But we see that rates are at low double digits, around 10.5% to 11%. So our clients here at EasyTech have been able to pass this on. And if any clients have trouble with that, the company has this its own portfolio available. We can offer credit at 10 or at 9 or at 8%, and in some cases 12. So our average is 10 plus IGPA for one-third and 12 plus IGPA for two-thirds. So credit approval is about 30%. For installment plans. Does that answer your question? It does. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorel.
The next question will be asked by Mr. André Dibe from Itaú.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado pela apresentação.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. First, I'd like to ask you about your costs. We've been hearing more pressure from the industry, especially with labor and services, and of course, foreign exchange is higher. So what is your take on that? Has that been affecting you? Do you expect to see an increase in labor costs and materials? And I'd also like to ask about the discounts given. I think at some point you mentioned an average discount of 6% in your inventories. So I'd just like to get an update on what levels you are at for July. Are you at the same level? Has it gone up or down? That's all. Thank you for your question, André. I'll start talking about costs. So
de novo, a gente está trabalhando aqui, pela forma como nós estamos respondendo, acho que vocês têm uma ideia do quanto que nós estamos...
I think you understand how much we have been close to the company's operations based on our answers. So engineering is not reporting any increase in cost. Pressures exist, but this has been mitigated through several initiatives. So the company's engineering side has been working very strongly. So we were able to see their costs to see if they have any justification to go up, even based on international figures. So we've reached a great level in our supply management. When it comes to cost, we were able to bring costs into the company. We are no longer reporting excess costs in projects. So when we have the confidence of what was executed, that's when we bring figures into the company. We have projected savings. Our G&A is also adjusted. So we have very precise control for that. The company, in terms of cost management, has gone to a different level in comparison to 2 or 3 years ago. Our management is much stronger. So no, we did not see any increase in costs, especially, at least not for the company. I can't speak about the overall market because a part of it is due to the market and a part of it is what we developed internally. What I want to say is that there are no 6% discounts. That does not exist. There are some discounts far lower than that on average. We have a portfolio that is performed receivables, which is about 140% of the CDI. We have some support to sell. Credit approval is much faster currently than what we had previously. We had a sales team that worked a lot more. And we facilitated our performance because in Brazil, the contract cancellation law was very unfavorable. So you had to be very strict in how you approved credit. So with this new contract cancellation law, we were able to adjust our credit approval. And now we're more protected.
Vamos falar esse aumento de vendas.
And this is what led to a higher sales. So we're not giving the discounts that you're imagining, but of course we have to measure it. We are in a competitive market. When we launch a building currently, it's not a discount. We're just making it viable. So we might not be able to reach the price we would like. If the market is doing well, you might need to reduce your price. And when it's not doing so well, you might need to increase your price. Right now, we have been launching buildings at the right price to get a good liquidity. So that's not a discount. It's just working according to the market and how it's going. Does that answer your question, André?
Ficou claro. Muito obrigado. Bom dia, pessoal.
It does. Thank you.
Obrigado, André. Bom dia.
André, muito obrigado pela pergunta.
Thank you for your question, André. The next question will be asked by Mr. Gustavo Cambauva from BTG Pactual. Go ahead.
Oi, pessoal. Bom dia.
Não, eu everyone, queria, good morning. I'd like to ask about your JV with Lindenberg. You have this launch for Nações Unidas with Lindenberg, and I'd just like to understand how you believe this partnership will go in the future. How have you dealt with their team? How is the brand management? And how? What is the potential size that you believe that this will reach? How much VGV will you launch in this joint venture? So I'm asking more about your partner's appetite and the demand that you've been having. It's a well-known brand in São Paulo. So what do you believe will be the future for this operation? Thank you.
Bom dia, Gustavo. Muito bom falar com você.
Good morning, Gustavo. It's nice to talk to you. But basically, the partnership that we have with Lindenberg has lasted 15 years. In the last couple of years, we have made it more intensive with EasyCal. It's been working very well. And this has made a part of our land bank more fluid. So, for example, we have some land in our land bank that they develop. That's been working very well in sales. Our sales team is focused on middle to high income, and they're more focused on high income. So,
tem evoluído bem. A gente entende que
this has been going well.
A sinergia que a gente tem, dado a todo o conhecimento.
So given the synergy we have and
abarcou nesse tempo de parceria, a gente
all the time that we've had in this partnership,
próximos seis meses aí,
in the next 6 months, we
para evoluir com eles mais próximo da
execução. We'll probably be able to come closer to them.
Não, mas tudo bem. Temos ido bem. Basicamente é isso e o Silvio quer
mais. It's doing well, that's basically it, and Silvio wants to speak a bit.
Deixa eu falar uma coisa, ó. Assim, tendo muito bem.
So let me tell you something.
A gente já fez de vendas.
We have great partnerships. We've sold 600 million in products with them. So from the moment we started this partnership, we've had 600 million in sales. It has been doing very well. I think we have
o volume cresce um pouquinho ainda
dentro disso. Volumes going up.
E a gente tem conseguido margem um pouquinho melhor vendendo junto com
eles. And our margins have been better. When we sell under their brand or when we sell with them, we've been able to get higher margins, which helps us to balance the margin that we've been having trouble with our competitors. So this is a mix of everything, and one of the components that pulls our margins up are our enterprises with Lindenberg, our projects with them. So we've sold Lindenberg Ibirapuera with them, and one of the sales strategies that we have is to have Lindenberg sales working. And they have performed 300 million in projects. So that's a great partnership, and that's what we believe in. We believe that this can become even more significant.
Construtora do Gutenberg, viu, Gustavo? Ela é uma empresa de capital aberto também, então ela vem
so, this company is publicly traded, so it has been making communications to the market, and it's been communicating its investments. So we are expanding our investments. Alto das Nações is one of them. We also have another expansion that has been approved by Lindenberg with EasyTech in Chácara Santo Antônio, in a street called Rua da Paz, and we have other investments. And Silvio is reminding me that we have already approved some land acquisitions, some site acquisitions in Paraíso. So our partnership will continue, and this is all taking place this year. Does that answer your question?
O Emílio foi otimista. Uma parte esse ano e uma parte o ano que vem. O Emílio foi otimista. Uma
so, Emílio is being optimistic, but a part of it will be performed this year and a part of it will be performed next year. Thank you.
Aos nossos ouvintes, a gente está se encaminhando para a nossa última pergunta.
This will be our last question from Mr. André Mazzini from Citibank. Go ahead.
Oi, time. Tudo bem? Obrigado pela apresentação.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for that presentation. Most of my questions have been answered, but I have two quick questions for you. First, Zinc's land bank, a couple of quarters ago, it was about $2 billion, and this quarter it went down significantly to $76 million. Most of it seems to have gone to the residential development section. So is that what really happened? Are you having any trouble with approval and zoning? Because we know that in some areas of the city, you cannot have a residential development. So did you have any trouble with that? That's my first question. And secondly, if you can tell us a bit more about your partnerships with Minha Casa Minha Vida. Do you have any preferred players there? Like you do in high income.
Vou fazer negócio repetido no Minha Casa e Minha Vida. Obrigado.
Thank you.
Muito obrigado. Vou deixar o Silvio responder essa pergunta.
I'll let Silvio answer that.
Primeiro vou falar da EZ Inc, né?
So let me answer the question about EZ Inc. Here in São Paulo, we don't really have any land that is commercial only. I think in some regions we find them, but we don't have any. Basically, it will all become residential. We have allocated some of it. There's one of our buildings, which will probably be rented. So, we can use its potential in other other projects. So we don't have a commercial-only land bank. And I forgot what the second question was. Oh, about Minha Casa Minha Vida. We have several ongoing partnerships. And we have partnerships basically with every major player in the market. So we partner with them for projects. These are not projects that are concluded, but at the end of the day, this can give us more than $1 billion. So our part will be more than $1 billion, and it's ongoing. We have some enterprises with BP8. This is in our release. We have six or seven.
Basicamente, nós estamos fazendo parceria com várias empresas.
But basically, we are partnering with several companies, and we still don't have a player like you mentioned. Does that answer your question, André? Pedro.
André, você continua na teleconferência?
André, are you still there?
Acho que vocês desativaram o André errado, hein?
Se alguém puder, a gente dá prosseguimento para a próxima pergunta. Chegou mais uma do Jonathan.
So we'll continue with one last question from Jonathan. That does answer my question. Thank you. Thank you, André.
Conversando aqui com os administradores, a gente recebeu mais uma pergunta.
So we received one more question. It will be asked by Mr. Jonathan from JP Morgan. Go ahead, sir.
Jonathan, o seu microfone ele já está desmutado.
Jonathan, your microphone has been unmuted. Go ahead.
Microfone desmutado, nós não estamos ouvindo, Jonathan. Não sei
We se can't você... hear you, Jonathan. I'm not sure if you're asking your question.
Jonathan. Por favor, a gente responde a sua pergunta, nós não estamos conseguindo te escutar.
Jonathan, I'm sorry, we can't hear you. So if you can send us your question through our investor relations team, it will be a pleasure to answer it.
Então, a todos. Finalizamos
so thank you, everyone. This concludes our Q&A.
E agora eu gostaria de passar a palavra
And now I'll pass it over to our Officers Silvio and Flávio, who will make their conclusions.
Bom, de novo, renovo a nossa satisfação.
Once again, I'd like to reiterate that we're very happy to...
Que não fizemos o desempenho que usualmente a gente faz.
Perform at the same level that we did before the COVID pandemic, and I'd like to state again that all of our employees have been making an effort to perform at the company's historical level. We are using all techniques available, the media, controlling. We are becoming better and better, so I'm sure that we'll get there.
Conforme eu falei, a gente está esperando uma melhor oportunidade.
We're waiting for a better opportunity in the corporate side. So thankfully, we don't have anything stopping us from, well, nothing that requires us to be pressured, so we're waiting for an opportunity to lever it, and especially regarding our land bank, the company's directors and our development area is fully focused on using our land bank as quickly as we can with partners or by developing them internally. I'll pass it over to Silvio for his closing remarks.
Que é diretor da empresa.
Silvio Yamamura is a director in the company, and he is taking over the development office in my place. So this is something that we have been looking at for a long time. We've been very careful. This is an important role in the company. I'll continue to be here. I won't reduce my workload. It will change. And we're moving to a more important part of the company. Silvio has been here for 17 years. He is the best suited person for this. We thought about this a lot, and we're doing this very confidently, and we'll be with him so that it can happen in the best way possible. And we're sure that he'll be very successful. This new brand modernizes how the company is viewed according to what the company is experiencing. The company is now different from what it was 2 years ago. We're a more professional company. We have systems, we have controls. I think controlling what we have been controlling with the level of safety we have can only be done by banks. So we have very efficient controls, and I think that makes managers feel much more comfortable. And I feel very confident with the controls that we have created here. We have the tools to make decisions. This is all in our DNA. We're in operations, but we have a team of directors that is making a big effort, and I'm sure that we will be increasingly successful. So thank you. I can answer any other questions you might have if you'd like to direct them to our investor relations team. And that's all. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Before we conclude, we would just like to say happy birthday to Flávio on behalf of the company and our investors. Happy birthday, Flávio.
A nossa teleconferência de resultados está
encerrada. This concludes our earnings call. You can see additional documents in our investor relations website, ri.easytech.com.br. Have a great day and a great weekend. Goodbye.